Blog Talk Radio.
Mom.
There's just a list of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you. But now you're gone and...
Everyone, this is Carly from Daytime After Dark, and today, for the first time, well, since my birthday, so I'm going on the seat of our pants. Well, I am, because I don't know, I don't know who's calling in. So I'm gonna bring the boys on.
Hey, Carly.
Hey, boys.
Hey, David.
David, are you there?
Yes.
Hi.
I'm there.
Okay. So, I'm killing time before a mystery caller calls in. And, I hated that everyone knows the me. Bobby, is you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm just here at a bank way to withdraw slip, so I might have to be calling to the teller in a second now, so please excuse me if I do that before the guest comes on.
Well, I am curious.
You're never surprised when they
I didn't tell anybody about this surprise. I didn't know nothing about the surprise. All I know is it was the show today. And I don't mind missing out on how. Right.
What?
I don't mind missing out on today's General Hospital since I saw it back in May.
I'm taking it.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to Wells Fargo.
Yes, can I get a withdrawal slip, please?
Withdrawal slip, sure.
Yeah, I have to make a withdrawal here at this bank. So I do apologize if there's any background.
Okay. If
there's any background.
Okay, so... So, are you guys going to at least give me a clue?
No.
Okay.
It'll be in 15
minutes. Okay, all I'm going to say is I am walking so blind into this interview. And,
they want me to keep it surprised. That's why. They want to be surprised. They did fight.
So, Bobby, you want to say anything on this subject?
No.
Bobby?
Yeah,
Bobby, remember you're more loyal to me than David.
Oh, yeah, I just tell you the both.
No. This is killing me, you guys. This is literally killing me, not knowing.
So you'll be happy. Trust me.
This is this almost like Christmas morning. And, you know, it reminds me of Christmas morning combined with my birthday. So it's, you know, not, you know, the best
thing,
you know,
Jesse, you'll be happy when you're fine. Okay, yeah, you'll be happy. You'll be very happy.
Yeah.
At that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, is, oh, we
okay,
have an announcement.
Okay.
My announcement
Sorry
is
about that.
I have the announcement, PSA. Thursday afternoon, we will be having the one, the only, Sarah Joy Brown that is stopping by from General Hospital to Bodrum Beautiful. I mean, and she's on Studio City right now. And so we are doing that. You know, and I feel sorry for the people in California right now because they have to go back into lockdown. Okay, if your governor was smart, they should, all the states that are gain these cases you know, happening because they should not open as soon as they did. This is like a not thing good. Nothing gonna like come out of it good, and we're gonna probably be in this pandemic in 2021. So my thinking is, you know, then this cancer 2020, I'm done. Poor fucking me, I'm done. I mean, there was bad news Sunday night with Kelly Preston passing away.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I'm blaming Scientology on that right now. People is both hockey. That they are saying she had medical treatment, blah, blah, blah. No, she did not, because when you are in that cult, you're not even allowed to go to a doctor.
$50.
Where are you, Bobby?
Five and ten.
Five?
Oh, I'm sorry. 20, 10,
and five?
Yes.
Is that it? Okay.
Yes. I'm actually at a bank right now. On into the tower.
So where are you?
I'm actually.
Oh, I thought you were like for a drive thru. Wait, are you for a drive thru?
I'm actually on the tower.
So, you know, basically Kelly Preston, you know, died at the hands of Scientology, and then we had Elvis's grandson committing suicide on Sunday. Okay, and Lisa Marie was heavy into Scientology. Okay, and he was depressed. Put two plus two equals four. You guys, they have so much blood on their hands right now by all these things happening. I mean, we keep losing people. I mean, it's, if not for the COVID, it's something else. We've lost too many people this year. With everything going on, you know, we lost Kobe. Kobe was the first thing, and then it was more like a roller coaster, and then people just couldn't things just kept happening and happening. Oh, and Melissa Weems has not been fired for On Days of Our Life. The girl from Glee, that's another tragic accident. This is like, a tragic accident. And even though, people said she was a good swimmer and everything, well, that didn't save her. You know, and she got her little boy in the, this is just like one tragedy that I still can't believe is happening. It's almost like the Green Set is cursed. I mean, and then I think about the Little House on the Prairie. Half of them died from cancer. Sandy Doherty, who was on Little House, New Beginnings, she also was on it, and now she's on the fight of her life with breast cancer. I mean, come on, there's stuff going on in this world that I don't understand. California is back on lockdown. I mean, come on. People, what is wrong with you? I mean, come on. What is it going to take? Doesn't people want this year to be done and over with? And, Bobby, why were you at the bank?
I had to just take out money.
Oh. And Florida is probably next. So all these states that said, we're safer, open up.
Yeah. Yeah, getting careful down here, Florida.
It's even worse here in North Carolina because the governor, and I don't know if he made his announcement or not, because I haven't gotten any text yet. He's supposed to make an announcement on what they're going to do about the upcoming school year in North Carolina. And there's also a possibility of where we go if we move.
School's
not going to happen.
No, if they think funding.
Or the president thinks.
If they think about sending kids back to school in September, no, it's unacceptable. And I'm sorry, do you want the kids are dying because of this? They come in the hospital for one thing, and then they end up with COVID. So I'm sorry, but it's time to you know, you know, it's time to, you know, it's just crazy what is going on. And, you know, if someone told me last summer that my summer was going to be in the house doing interviews, work on my screenplay, catching up on sleep, I would have told everyone they were crazy. This is the first time in my life that I haven't left for the weekend. Oh, my God. Okay. So, Misty Cole is here. So, I'm going to put you two on hold. Okay, you guys, I'm going to bring on the mystery caller. Hello?
Hello? Who is this? Is this Carly?
Yes.
Happy belated birthday. I wanted to call you then. I got busy that day and it didn't work out. But this is someone from Young and the Restless whom you've spoken to before, and I just wanted to call in and surprise you and say hello.
I am so surprised right now.
Okay, so I was a baby on the show, then I was back in my 20s, and
yes,
I recently...
Oh, my God.
Am
yes.
I what?
Oh, my God. No, I am blown away because David and Bobby and Maggie all kept this from me. And I spent all last night trying to figure out who it was. And
I
thought it might be you, but then I'm like, okay, that's crazy. So
yeah,
I am so happy you called in. And I want to know how you are here in California right now, right?
I'm in LA, yeah. And it's.
Yeah, so are you guys closed down again? Did they just close you guys down, like, in lockdown again?
Well, it's not to be sure. We're not certain about any of that. I don't know the full details of it. Basically, like you know, I haven't been shooting for a bit. This is just to be clear. This is Daniel Hall, Scott Granger character. Just so you know exactly. So, as far as the show goes, I'm not 100% sure where they are. Goes down. I'm guessing. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I feel sorry for you guys because we are still in phase one. So basically, we are not allowed to do anything fun. And I just think opening up the beaches and everything is too way too soon. And I want you back on Young and the Restless so bad. It's killing me because you had, on one of the flashbacks, you were on it. And I'm like, why can't we just bring you back? Because you and Abby had the chemistry. Forget about your intent. Okay, I still don't know why. You know, the woman doing sin, but you and Abby were hot.
We had fun.
And
we had a lot of fun scenes where we kind of teased each other, and also you could see the chemistry between Scott and Abby, and I think it was just a really great storyline to play. I had a lot of fun doing it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just amazing that, you know, what's going on in this crazy, but I think, and I will get you back on, Young and Restless. I do not know how, I don't know when, but it will happen,
right.
And so
I hope so, it's fun. You know,
so what has been
your
favorite quarantine activity for months and
right.
months? So,
right.
do you have a
yeah.
favorite quarantine activity right now?
Absolutely. I've been going by myself or with one person, and we have different tents, and we'll go camping. And I'll get the heck out, and we'll go up to, like, somewhere near Big Bear Lake and tent and just grill outside and be very safe, socially distanced. Obviously, we're not near each other. We're outside, and we don't share tents. So that's been my favorite thing to do, is just to get away from all the energy of this, you know, pandemic. And when you just are looking at trees and nature, it really is helpful to reset that anxiety clock back a little bit, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, I just think that, you know, the women in this country, being stay at home, we get our folks with our normal, you know, are not repeat, but they might be coming back soon. But women in the United States, and I can speak for myself, Amazon is becoming women's best friend, because you cannot go to the mall, so you end up spending money on Amazon. And I am as guilty as the rest of people, because like, you could be on the Amazon site forever. So, yeah, so what is the next project you're going to be working on?
So, I don't know if you knew this, but I have a movie airing this Saturday on Lifetime at 8 p.m. It's called Murder in the Vineyard. And I star in that opposite Elena Mattson and Emma Furman and Matthew White. A lot of people. It's a great, great cast. A lot of fun.
Oh, my God. I just put that in. I heard you were going to be on some Lifetime movie. I just didn't know when. But after we do this interview, I will make sure to go see it. But before we go, I'm going to let the boy say hi, because if I don't, I will never hear the end of it.
Okay,
David.
Okay, sounds good.
David. Okay, David, you did a good job.
Yes, he did.
Thank you for coming on.
Yes, I got to say you did a good job.
Yeah, my pleasure. Yes,
you
did. Great job.
Yeah, look out for that movie this Saturday. Look out for it. Thank you.
It was very cool. You were like, I'll have you plan my next surprise birthday party.
Yeah. I mean, we missed you, but, you know, and Baby, is there any question you want to ask Daniel?
No, I didn't. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, man. It was a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, well, and after the movie is done, you have to come back, because I love Lifetime movies. And my question for the Lifetime movie is, should I see it during the day? Or is it going to stick me out? I cannot see it by 2 in the morning.
I think it's kind of a thriller. I would say watch it in, like, the early evening, like around 6. So it's not too dark, but it's don't watch it during the day. It's got to be evening. It's as far as, like, Lifetime thrillers, I wouldn't say it's going to freak you out. I think it's more of, like, a psychological drama. And
I love it.
Yeah, so it should be a lot of fun. You have to figure out who the killer is, you know?
I cannot wait. David, I'm going to bring on Bobby.
All right.
No.
Hey, David. I mean, Bobby.
It's Bobby.
Hey, Bobby. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm well, man. How are you doing?
Fine. Thank you for the recommendation as far as what I do with the remaining Lifetime movies I have left on my DVR that I've been watching. But I've been watching most of them during the daytime, so it won't give me nightmares.
Yeah, this one shouldn't freak you out too bad, but I would save it for a good early evening, maybe right before you're cooking dinner, get ready to watch something fun, and then settle into your evening. And then maybe watch some sort of something lighter after, and then you'll have good dreams that way.
Yeah, I think I'll just go for a Hallmark channel if that's the case.
Fair enough. How are you doing? You staying safe,
man? Yeah, I'm actually staying safe and just following everything that they have told me about, social distancing and all that stuff.
That's great, man. I'm actually sanitizing my hands right now. I just was coming from, I actually just got a physical done. Totally healthy, just
had a
problem.
Awesome. Do you have any more questions, Tom? Bobby?
No. No, Bobby. I would just like to say,
I do hear me.
Oh.
So, Daniel, thanks so much for calling in. And after we watch the movie, we want to have you back on because, of course, I want to talk to you about it. And I promise I will watch it at 6.
Okay, perfect. Well,
okay,
have a lovely
thank
rest
you
of
so
day.
Much for calling in.
My pleasure. Have a great week, guys.
Okay,
bye, Carly.
Bye.
Bye, Bobby. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, my God. Okay, you outed yourself. I think it was Daniel's phone, you guys. I don't think it was Bobby's. The static.
Yeah, it was Daniel. But I
was,
hello?
Yeah, you, we are still here.
Yeah, I just didn't know who's on what, because I've been ordering, I just got me a happy hour drink from Taco Bell, and I had to pay for that after I got out of the bank, so I do apologize for being on the road today and having to do stuff like this.
Well, I...
Thank you.
I cannot believe that it was Daniel. I for the last couple of days I was going on I was leaning toward Robert O'Reilly. That's where I was leaning to. And may I remind you that I asked Bobby yesterday to be sneaky and,
I couldn't tell you. I'll put you on hold for a second because I gotta make another call. I'll be right back.
What? Okay. So, David, how are you? You guys? David, are you there?
Yeah, I was. You got me on mute. You had me on mute the whole time.
I never muted
you.
I do not understand.
I was talking, but you hear me. I was talking about you hear me.
Yeah, you know, I want to thank David because that was an awesome. Awesome thing. And Bobby,
well,
how much money do you...
It was his idea to find you.
I kept thinking it was one of the Quartermain boys. That's who I really thought it was.
It was his idea to find you, not me and mine.
Yes, you did.
You did a good job, David.
Like a very, very, very Good job on it.
Thank you, but it was an idea.
Come back, Charlie.
Said.
Okay, and you know one?
Can we see his lifetime movie this Saturday? Can we see his lifetime movie this Saturday?
Was this, is over? You know what I'm going to, okay. When this, and then what are you guys, what is the first thing you guys are going to do?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do, Carly, when this whole thing is over, is one, get a haircut, two, get back to work to make money, because I would not be calling you today if I worked, if they allowed me to go back to work. And three, I'm going out with my girlfriend somewhere, and hopefully if they get some sporting events back up where they allow people into the stadium, because I saw yesterday Mariners practice, there was nobody but a few scouts out there at the ballpark. So hopefully when they get some people back into the stadium, that might be able to be a next major thing I would be doing.
And what about you, David? What is the first thing that you're going to do when this quarantine is over?
Go to movies, Ovi. Yeah, we're back home. Go to movies. Once you Halloween, when come out in October, we're going to make no more in October. Go see Halloween, Killed. So,
when I'm off this quarantine, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go down to Oregon, get my pizza, see my cousin for a couple of days, and then then I want to go to the movies. But I really just wanted to get, I want to get out of Washington State for like a weekend, a week, because I feel like, you know, I've been here way too long as it is. So, you know, don't you guys feel like that?
Yeah. How long have I been taking a long vacation, and there's no one to go to.
You know, like I said, Melissa Weeds has not been fired from Days of Our Life. There was this ugly rumor that went down yesterday that she was fired. Well, she's not fired, and people jumped on her. I don't know everything that went down, but, you know, you know, I just think that is crazy. And also, okay, the most shocking news has come out of Dancing with the Stars that Tom Bergeron and Erin Andrews just got fired from Dancing with the Stars. Tom has been there since day one. Tom is a very calming person for the show. And, you know, I really think that, that is gonna, you know, you just said goodbye to ratings. You just, you know, kind of said goodbye to, you know, you just said goodbye to your audience by doing this. You know,
right.
And Aaron.
Yeah, Tiger was there, yeah.
I was talking about this. I know Aaron Andrews came from ESPN doing the college football games, doing the NFL games on Fox. But he had done a few Seahawks games, including an interesting interview with Richard Sherman a few years back when he called out one of the 49ers during a post-game interview.
Well, yeah, and like I told everyone, you know, the one bad thing and good thing out of this pandemic, I've learned that I'm a really good shopper. Yes, I can be on Amazon forever. So you guys have to go check out Amazon because you can buy everything on there. Anything you can buy. And so before we go, I just want to let you know, Thursday we are having the wonderful Sierra Brown at 12 my time, 3 p.m. Davis time. And then Friday, I got this guest on my own. His name is Rick Hale. And he's kind of a country slash bluegrass singer. And it's not the Rick Hale that did the Mishap song. It's another Rick Hale. And he totally, I asked him to come on. And he's coming on Friday at 2:30 my time, 5:30, Davis time, and I think we should end the show today because my voice, I have to save it for Sierra Brown because that is going to be a longer interview, and then also I just want to say that people wash your hands, stay indoors. Listen to Dr. Fauci. Don't listen to Trump. You know, I can't stand him. Yep, and
I'm
so have a great...
Have a great night,
you guys, and we will be back on Thursday at 12 o'clock my time.
Okay. Have a good one, guys.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Bobby. Bye, Cardi.